Story time. So I met a man who was holding a sign on the side of the intersection the other day, and he honestly changed my outlook on life. So my family and I had some Target gift cards, and we were on our way to go spend them. And I was very excited to go buy a particular lamp that I had seen online. When we drove by the two men on opposite sides of the roads, they were both holding signs. I didn't have time to read their signs, but instantly the Holy Spirit started convicting our hearts. So we pulled into the Target parking lot, and I thought about how excited I was to buy this new lamp and some home decor. But I knew that we needed to turn around and give those gift cards to these two men. So we turned around and pulled into a parking lot, and I got out to go talk to this man. I thought this interaction was going to be about my generosity and shining the light of Jesus. But little did I know that this man was about to give me a message that was going to knock me to my knees. I said, "Hi. My name's Allison, and I felt like I was supposed to come and talk to you and give you this gift card." I asked him what his name was, and I told him that he is the one whom Jesus loved. And he said that his name is Toby, but not Toby, it's Tobey. He made sure to specify. And he said that he loved Jesus more than anything, and that's why he was on the corner with this sign. He said that his wife had passed away recently and he was retired and wanted to spend the rest of his life boldly proclaiming the gospel because Jesus would come back soon. Toby, with an EY, was obeying God. Toby had cast himself low and he was serving and witnessing from the posture of a servant. I went to encourage Toby and Toby encouraged and convicted me. See, Toby didn't take the gift card. And we were able to give it to Michael across the street. But Toby in that moment reminded me of someone. Toby looked like Jesus. Even though he could have been at home living comfortably as a retiree, he postured himself as a servant. He positioned himself in the busiest part of town, right amongst the homeless, and he was on a mission to boldly proclaim the gospel. But Toby obeyed with his life. Even though his mission required being uncomfortable, Toby was obedient.